is a city in the Ukraine, right, where Nachman ben Bressel is buried. Right? Every Rosh Hashanah, there are probably about 30,000 Jews who come to Uman to daven there on Rosh Hashanah. And many of them are Bressel the Hasidim, many of them are not Bressel the Hasidim. They come from all over the world. The city of Uman and the Ukraine in general probably is supported for the whole year by all the Jews who come there. And they rent homes, they rent hotel rooms, and so it's an unbelievable scene. About 30,000 Jews, and they have their sudas there, and they have the davening there, and tashlich, and Rabbi Sofran actually mentioned to me that I should maybe talk about this topic. Apparently, there was a video done of the davening on Rosh Hashanah. There was some non-Jew who made a video, and on Rosh Hashanah itself, of the davening. I saw the video, actually, and just incredible. And the question is, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do a video on Shabbos or Yom Tov, obviously. So he probably did it on his own, knowing that there would be remuneration, right? Because he would show it to the Jews after Rosh Hashanah, and he would be paid for it, would sell it to them. And the question is, are you allowed to benefit from that? Can you have benefit from melacha that a non-Jew did for a Jew on Yom Tov, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and he's doing it for the purpose of getting paid, right? He's going to sell it to them. Some very interesting scenarios that I'll talk about. Just a little bit of background. There's an Issud Rabbana of Amir Liakum on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do melacha for you for a Jew on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not only that, but if a guy does melacha on behalf of a Jew, specifically for a Jew, you're not allowed to benefit from that melacha. You can't have benefit from it until after Shabbos and Yom Tov and Bichdei Shiyasa, the time that it would take him to do that melacha. Let's say the melacha takes, it's cooking something, and it takes 2 hours to cook it. You can't have benefit if he cooks it for a Jew on Shabbos. So Yom Tov, you can't have, well, Yom Tov is not such a problem, but on Shabbos, you can't have benefit from it until 2 hours after Shabbos is over. That's called Bichdei Shiyasa. So when we talk about a goy, a non-Jew doing melacha for a Jew, you're not allowed to tell him to do it. You're also not allowed to benefit the melacha from the melacha that he's doing for a Jew. Now, what's involved in taking a video or taking pictures with a camera? What melacha is involved? Anybody know? What? Well, it's electricity, right? There's probably electricity, battery operated, or it's plugged in. So electricity on Shabbos is also, without going into the details of why it's also, but there's electricity, to turn on the electricity and is going to be also. What else in terms of taking, let's say, a video or taking a picture?
What if somebody's got their phone on, the phone is on, and then they turn the camera on? They haven't really affected the battery.
No, yes, but there's another melacha involved. There's a melacha, kosev. When you're taking a picture, you're taking a video, there's kosev. There's an image appearing on a screen, an image, there's some kind of an image. So that's going to be the melacha of kosev. So to have a goy, if a goy is making a video of Jews, if he's doing it for the Jews, right? So then maybe it's also to benefit from that video. That's really the question. Yes.
And then how do security cameras work? So I've seen some security cameras where they are filming on.
That's a very good topic. That's a topic that we'll do another time. Right? That's a very good question.
But
it's happening by itself. Yeah, there's no goy doing it for you. It's automatic, right? But it's a good topic anyway, because there are a lot of questions. How can you walk in front of a security camera or in front of a motion detector? It's a very, very good topic, Samson. I'll do it another time. So this is the question. were we allowed to watch that video that was videotaped on Rosh Hashanah by a goy, right? And why did he do it? Why was he doing it? Why was he doing it? He wasn't doing it. He was doing it because eventually he would want to give it to the Jews, probably sell it to the Jews. So what's that called? Is that called, is he doing it for the Jews or is he doing it for himself? For instance, if a non-Jew turns on the light for Jews, you're not allowed to benefit from that light on Shabbos, right? What happens if he turns it on for himself? He's turning it on for himself, and then can you then benefit from it?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Let's say he goes into your housekeeper, goes into the bathroom. The bathroom light was off, and she turns on the bathroom light for herself, and she leaves it on. You can benefit from that because she's doing it for herself, adaita de nafsho, and then you're benefiting. But if she's doing it for a Jew, so then you're not allowed to benefit from that. From that, any Jew is not allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos. So, what about the videotape or pictures that a goy is taking, pictures that he takes on Shabbos? Yes.
Can I just ask you to clarify how it's kota, considering that the image has not got any permanent place?
Well, so there's a question whether that's kosher. Rabbi Yashiv holds it's kosher, others hold it's not kosher. There's some malacha involved. There's some malacha involved. So, without getting into the details of the malacha, but the goy is doing some malacha lichora on behalf of the Jew. So, interesting, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein was asked the following shayla. There was a certain king, I don't know who it was, who was having a birthday, and he invited a Jew to attend his birthday party on Shabbos. And there was a non-Jewish photographer there who took the picture of the king and the Jew, right? Shaking hands or standing together. And the reason why he did it is because he wanted to sell the picture to the Jew after Shabbos, right? So that the Jew would be able to show all of his friends and his family, look, I'm so close to the king. He invited me to the birthday party and they were shaking hands. So the question that he talks about is the Jew allowed to benefit from, is he allowed to benefit from that picture? Because after all, why was the picture taken? It was taken for the Jew, right? Not for the king. It was taken for the Jew. So can the Jew benefit from that picture? So Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein has a suffix about that. And part of his suffix is, well, he wasn't going to give a gift to the Jew. He was going to sell the picture to the Jew. So what happens in a scenario like that, where the non-Jew is doing malacha for the Jew, but ultimately it's in order to sell for himself to make a profit? Do we view that as he's doing it for himself because of the profit that he wants to make, right? Or do we say no? But he's doing it ultimately for the Jew, right? So that the Jew will have this picture. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, that's Rav Yashiv's son-in-law, has a tzad to say that really the guy is doing it for himself. He wants to make the profit. He wants to sell it. He's not going to give it as a gift to the Jew. So maybe it's going to be mutter to benefit from it. So even though he's taking a picture of a Jew, you know, sometimes this happens in hospitals when a woman gives birth, right? And they want to have pictures of the baby, right? Right after birth. So if there's a non-Jewish photographer who comes in and he takes pictures of the baby, ultimately in order to sell it to the parents, right? But who is he doing it for the Jew or is he doing it for himself? What do you think? Or for both? Is it, we call that both? Or do we say that his primary purpose is in order to be able to sell it to the Jew? Or do we say that no? But even though he'll make a profit, but the primary purpose is for the Jew. So Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein has a sophic about this, and his inclination is. That you can benefit from it. Because
buying the picture
and looking at it, hanging it up, that's a benefit. That's called a benefit. So that's it, that's his inclination. I handed out this sheet from Morcha Shabbos. I want to show you what Rav Yashiv paskined about this. Samson.
So if it would be a gift, it would not be a benefit.
That's right. Because then he's totally doing it for the Jew, for the benefit of the Jew. Okay. It's like he's turning on a light for the Jew, or he's cooking something
on
Shabbos.
Unasked.
What? Even if it's unasked. But why is he doing it? He's only doing it for the Jew. The halacha is that you cannot benefit from a halacha that a guy did on Shabbos if it's clear that he's doing it for a Jew. So therefore, that would be also, there would be a difference between giving it as a gift or actually selling it to the Jew. That's according to Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein. Nathan?
So I want to give the video and picture that go in.
Yeah.
I want to get a point.
The what? Yeah.
I want to get a point of same videos on Hoshana or something like that. I don't know what is going on with that.
So according to Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein, it would probably be Mota because the video was done by an Andrew. Ultimately, to sell to the rest of the Hasidim, to sell to the people who were there on Rosh Hashanah. He wasn't doing it for his own benefit. He was doing it for them, right? But to sell to them, so it was for a profit. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein. Yes.
What if there was an event on Shabbat that someone had to go to, and then there was a photographer there for the event, not for like this specific individual. So they took pictures of the event. And then they would send the pictures like to whoever was in the picture. So
right.
It wasn't supposed to be before the Jew.
That's,
but
well,
send it
but what kind of event? It was a Jewish event or a non-Jewish event? Well, non-Jewish event, and there were non-Jews and Jews there. And but if he's taking a picture specifically of a Jew and he's going to send it to him, so he's doing it for the Jew in order to send it to him and to sell it to him. So how do we view that? So Rav Yisrael Zilberstein said it's ultimately for his profit. Rav Yashiv disagrees. And this, I want to just read this inside, this sheet. Here's an extra sheet. Here. This sheet from the Orche Shabbos. Orche Shabbos is an excellent sefer on Hilchos Shabbos today. It's very similar to the Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchoso. Contemporary questions, and it has it quotes many of the Gedolim like Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Shmuel Vozna. So he talks about this question: Nochri Shetzilim Ba'Oyre B'Shabbos Avor Yisrael, a non-Jew who is photographing or videotaping an event, a Jewish event on Shabbos for the Jews. So he says the following: Nochri Shetzilim B'Shabbos Ma'Oyre Misuyim Ba'Osa Zos. Kedei sheyihani Yisrael mei hamalocha ach haShabbos, also listakel bitumnos liyelo. This comes from Rabbi Yashiv, that he's photographing it or videotaping it on Shabbos because it's happening on Shabbos. So he says you can not have any benefit from it at all, ever. You can't have benefit because he's doing it specifically for Jews. You can't have benefit from the pictures. You can't have benefit from the video. If not for the guy doing this, right, you wouldn't have this picture, you wouldn't have the photograph, you wouldn't have the video. It's only because it's happening on Shabbos and he's doing it on Shabbos. And you can't even say, let's wait the time of the video or the time of the picture after Shabbos. Because that only works so that you wait after Shabbos, like cooking, right? So you could do the cooking after Shabbos. So if you wait the 2 hours that it took to cook it on Shabbos, it's like you're not benefiting. Because you could have done it after Shabbos anyway. But over here, the event happened on Shabbos. There's no way to replicate that event. It's an event on Shabbos, and therefore you can't say, well, I'll wait for 2 hours after Shabbos because I could have replicated it after Shabbos. You can't replicate it at all, right? And therefore, Rabbi Yashi Paskin, you can never have a benefit from it. Af ba'ofen shanochri osa es ha-malocha l'to el es atzol kidei l'mochro li-Yisrael. Rabbi Yashi points out, even if the guy is doing it in order to sell it to the Jews, right? He's going to sell it to make a profit on it. You still can't have any benefit from it because it's still, why is he doing it? Who is he doing it for?
The Jews.
He's doing it for Jews. He's doing it for Jews. But he wants to make a profit as well. But his primary purpose in doing it is he's doing it for Jews, that the Jews will have this video or they'll have this photograph, and therefore Rabbi Yashi said it's going to be also, even if he sells it. And so too, let's say a non-Jew records a certain class. Records a certain event that's happening on Shabbos on behalf of the non-Jew, on behalf of a Jew, right? Rabbi Yashi said you're not allowed to listen to it because he is doing melacha, recording something on a tape recorder or today on an MP3. Right, so the recording is also doing a melacha, and he's doing it for the Jew. And even though it's almanas to sell it to the Jew, he's still doing it primarily for the Jew. So, will there ever be a scenario where a non-Jew is taking a picture? It's taking a picture of a Jew, right? That you could benefit on Shabbos. That you could benefit from that picture. He says, yes. There's one scenario. Scenario is imanochi yosas malachto avor nochi. If the non-Jew works for a newspaper or for a magazine, right, and he's taking the picture on Shabbos or on Yom Tov for the benefit of the newspaper or magazine, right, because he works for them and he's supposed to. That's his job as a photographer, so that he can print. Right, he can print these pictures of that event. Roshu oved avor iton shel nochrim. He works for a non-Jewish newspaper or magazine. The Iko Puloso Avurim, then what's his primary purpose? Intake for himself, for the non-Jews. It's not for the Jews. Mutal Yisrael Lehonis Me'atunas. And then somebody tells you, you know, your picture is in the LA Times, right? Or your picture, I don't know if that's such a COVID today, but your picture is in the New York Times, in the LA Times, in Time Magazine, in Newsweek Magazine. It's your picture is there. I saw your picture there. Are you allowed to look at the picture? You want to see what you look like in the picture that millions of people are going to see, right? That you're allowed to. You're allowed to benefit from that. Why? Because he's taking the picture for non-Jews. He's not taking it for the Jew. It just happens to be that now the Jew will be able to benefit from that picture. So according to Rav Al Yashiv, what would the din be by this video on Rosh Hashanah?
Can't watch.
If what?
Can't watch.
You can't watch it. You wouldn't be allowed to watch it. Right? I didn't know this tshuva of Rav Al Yashiv when I was watching it. I researched it afterwards, and according to Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, if they were doing it, which I assume they were doing it in order to sell to the Jews, and that they should make a profit.
Maybe they're making a documentary.
I don't know. You have to find out.
If you remember back in 2001, when we had the whole nicer with the rabbi Sonia
Temple?
Pesach,
no, yes, he's mitzvah.
And if you remember, we were all, that we asked you about this, we got copies of the tape from the service.
Oh, there was I never saw that.
No, you were listening yourself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were listening.
That's a long time ago, 2001. It was before 9/11. Before 9/11, it's hard to remember.
Before 9/11.
Yeah, so this is the question, whether you'd be allowed to watch that video that was made on Rosh Hashanah. First of all, you have to find out, why did they make the video? I'm assuming they made the video, it was non-Jew. I'm assuming they didn't tell the non-Jews to make the video for them, but the non-Jews know that this is a major event, and that many people would want to buy copies of the video, so they came in, and they asked permission, can we do it? But they're doing it basically that they could make a profit on that video. So according to Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, that would be that they're doing it for themselves. So then you could benefit from the video. But according to Rabbi Yashiv, very clear from Rabbi Yashiv that that's going to be also. Because even though they want to make a profit, but primarily they're doing it for the Jews, right? And so you have a non-Jew doing melacha on Shabbos for a for a Jew. And you can't say, well, let's wait the 2-3 hours that it took, because this is an event that took place on Rosh Hashanah that cannot be replicated after Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yashiv, it would be also to watch that video, unless they're doing it because they want to make a documentary. They for themselves. They want to make a documentary, and therefore they're doing it for their own, for themselves, not to sell it to the Jews, but because they want to show it in theaters around Russia, around the world. So they're doing it really for themselves. So that would be like the photographer who works for a non-Jewish newspaper, who takes a picture of you on Shabbos, and he prints the picture. Then you're allowed to look at the picture and benefit from it. So this would turn out to be a machlokes between Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein, his son-in-law, who's a gadol in his own right, and a very, very interesting and very interesting question. I'll know for next year, after Rosh Hashanah, whether to watch the YouTube of Uman. They do have videos of Uman on Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? This was the Davni. This was in the middle of Musaf, by Nisan Netokef. On Rosh Hashanah, that they were taking this video, and the people were singing and they were dancing on the Nisan Netokef.
Did the people who were dominating what? Sell and get the camera out of here?
I didn't see that. I just saw the video, and I saw hundreds and hundreds of people. They have 30,000 people. So they have shuls there that each shul has about 5,000 people davening in the shul. They have to get a chazan who has a very loud voice. A very loud voice. But somehow they find somebody. Yes. Question? Oh, yes, David.
Do you compare the photographer to the janitor? Because the janitor makes sure if you're on Shabbos and you get benefit, then you stay full out of the
theater. What is he doing for you on Shabbos?
He's making food for you, he's turning on the lights.
You mean a janitor in a shul?
Yeah.
Janitor in a shul. Yeah, so he is doing it for the Jews. And there would be problems. It could be in the scenario of a shul, which is Litzorich Mitzvah. We spoke about this the other day. Litzorich Mitzvah, Litzorich Rabin. It could be that there are certain kulas, certain leniencies. But that's because the shul needs it so that they can daven, right? That they should have light there. So there could be certain leniencies over there. But although just taking a video or taking pictures, that's not a tzorech mitzvah, it's not a tzorech, not a tzorech or rabbi. Yes?
Let's say a person goes to college and he's going to miss, a day of class because of Shabbos Yoto.
Right.
So he asks one of the students or one of the teacher to record the class.
According to Rav Yashiv, that would be usur to listen to the recording of the class. They're doing it specifically for a Jew. If they're doing it for themselves, what you have to do in a case like that is, if there are people, big class in UCLA, let's say, right? And they're doing it, someone is doing the recording for themselves, you can go over to them, find out who that is, go over to them after Yontif, right, after Yontif, and tell them, I would like to buy a copy of the recording. That's okay. Because then when they recorded it, they're doing it for themselves. But if you ask them before Yontif, right, can you record it for me, right, and they know that they're recording, even if they're recording for themselves, and also for you, but they're doing the malacha both for themselves and for you, that's going to be a problem listening to it according to Rav Yashiv. According to Rav Yisrael Zilberstein, very good question. If they're doing it, they're going to get paid. They'll get paid for the copy. So then Rav Yisrael Zilberstein would say they're doing it really for themselves in order to make that profits. So this question would be very similar to the question that we're dealing with. That we're dealing today.
If you want to ask them, they don't normally take a recording, you should just ask them.
Yeah.
Can you please record and I will pay you after?
Yeah, no, because then you're telling them to record for you. Okay. If they're going to record for themselves anyway, then it'll be okay.
Can you ask them to record for themselves and then pay for that?
Ask them, you can suggest to them, maybe you want to record the class for yourself, but don't tell them that it's for you. And then find out if they recorded the class for themselves. You can tell a goy go ahead and record the class for yourself. And then after Yontif, you go over to them and you say, I'd like to buy that recording. Yeah, but not to tell them, do it for me. Because if they're doing it for you, so then you can't even bet. Not only Is it also to tell them that, but you can't benefit from it, you can't listen to it, so what have you gained, at least according to Rav Yashiv, right? So this, you see, this has many ramifications, this type of scenario. We started off with Uman, videotaping, taking photographs, non-Jew taking photographs, and now we're into recordings, recording a class, right? Recording an event. Is that? Can you benefit from that? Yes.
What about if he offers you, he knows you're not going to be there, so he's like, would you like me to record?
So you can tell him, don't tell him, yes, do it. If you want.
Well, are you allowed to benefit from that? Because he knows that you're indirectly telling him.
Yeah, but he's not, you didn't tell him to do it. Right? And because he's doing it for you. You know, if you want to do it for yourself or for some other student, right, then, you know, go ahead and do it.
You have to pay him though?
What?
You have to pay him though, or because he offered?
No, if as long as he's doing it for himself or some other student, then you wouldn't have to pay him. You wouldn't have to pay him because he's not doing it for you. Okay? That's an interesting shaila that just came up a few weeks ago in Uman.
I have a question. If you were to teach him, teach a non-Jewish friend about the halacha of not able to tell non-Jewish to do something on Shabbos, and then you ask him, it would be great if someone were to record the lecture, would that be telling him?